Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This Obamacare video, we've got it up on Infowars.com with this woman falling over. She's acting like a zombie. I mean, it's just getting weirder and weirder. And at his events, women will start collapsing everywhere like he's Elvis Presley. I mean, it's getting weird. Was fainting woman an Obamacare staged event? Steve Watson asked up on Infowars.com. Bizarre mind control caught on camera with a woman saying that Congress is the devil. She's like programmed and goes into some trance. I don't usually cover stuff like this, but it's so weird. Top Democrat opens the door for Social Security cuts. Kurt Nemo. I never got to this today, but we'll play it on the nightly news or get Mark Dice on tomorrow. Americans signed petition to support Nazi Stahl Orwellian police state. They're asked that if it's for Obama. So it's what you were just saying before the break, John McAfee, legendary programmer and the inventor of antivirus software. The whole concept. He is here with us. We only got 4 minutes left. You were talking about the singularity of BS we've reached, where now they say this Obamacare is wonderful. The site works better than we thought. Are they trying to overthrow reality by almost polluting things with so much disinfo, people kind of go into learned helplessness?
Well, you know, at first they do, but I think you're going to find something else. You know, the common man ultimately is smarter than we give them credit for. At some point, everyone is going to look at each other and think, wait a minute. The emperor has no clothes. You know, it doesn't matter. Everybody says, oh, yeah, he's dressed. And the child's going to say, look, the emperor's naked. The old story. And someone's going to say, wait a minute. He just said that this thing is perfect. It's just as expected. And the world is saying it's broken. So at some point, we're all going to look at each other and go, all right, it is bullshit, isn't it? And trust me, that's what will happen. And that's when the overthrow, I don't mean the armed overthrow. I mean, we go to the polls and we recall everybody.
A mental overthrow.
And then we look at ourselves and we take responsibility and realize what we've done. We have allowed this to happen through fear. We're afraid of the terrorists. We're afraid of the Muslims. We're afraid of everything. And we've allowed to be created. The Homeland Security and the Transportation Security Administration, all the things that, you know, I have to get halfway undressed every time I come, like to get here, halfway undressed to go through security. Well, that's really bizarre. And at some point we go, no, wait a minute, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. We call these people, boot them out of office. Let's change what's happening. We are Americans. We still have a constitution. Let's adhere to it and let's make use of it. We have the right. You think we can't recall our congressman? We can. Go to the polls, sign some petitions, get things changed.
I agree with you. We've only got about a minute and a half left. John McAfee here visiting us in Austin, Texas. I think this has been a legendary interview. WhoIsMcAfee.com is your website. Any other points that after this interview is over you wish you would have made?
I think none other than, you know, when the music industry does rise up against me, when this product comes out and says this is a dangerous product, make your voices heard.
I think they're dangerous trying to bully our freedom.
Of course.
And preemptively tie us up because we might do something wrong.
Absolutely. They've allowed so many technologies to die because they were a threat to that industry. Well, I want those technologies. I would like to have the right to freely share information. Let me do that. The risk, if there's a risk, well, that's too bad.
Well, if I commit something, then I get in trouble. You don't, like John McCain said, they'll remote control kill your computer if they think you've downloaded a song illegally with no judge or jury. They'll destroy your computer with no proof because they feel like it.
Of course. Why not? I mean, they have the power. That's the issue. They have the idea. Well, why not? I'm doing it for the better good of everybody. Like, I know what you need, Alex, and I'm going to do what's right for you. Don't you worry about thinking and choosing things for yourself. I will decide because we know what's right. Oh, they don't know what's right.
Well, that's called slavery.
Yes, indeed. A slavery in every aspect. It starts with mental slavery, where we actually believe the nonsense that we're being
told. Amazing. John McAfee, good to know you personally. Folks, Lord willing, we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Get your subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv. And for everybody, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the syndicated radio broadcast. Obamacare is a dud, even if he says it isn't. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 21st day of October, 2013. I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. Greg Palast, investigative journalist with ABC News, BBC, you name it, will be joining us to give you intel on the government shutdown, on the banker bailouts, on what's happening in Europe, what's happening with QE Unlimited, and the dollar. News too hot for even the BBC and Newsnight. So he'll be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Then we are going to be joined in studio by the one, the only, John McAfee. Who is McAfee.com, GregPalast.com. Both those gentlemen are going to be joining us today. Palast via Skype, McAfee in studio, coming to Austin to visit with me. So I look forward to that, getting his take on the whole world, the NSA, his adventures, getting back into the United States, and so much more. And his take on healthcare.gov's failure, all of it. By the way, the best coverage out there, bar none, on what's happening with healthcare.gov and the death spiral, as it's being called, of credibility for Obozo and his miscreant followers, is at drudgereport.com. Emergency surgery. Obama just completed a Rose Garden speech and some woman collapsed. Obama calls in techies for the fix, calling it a new Manhattan project to get it repaired. Well, you can't fix what was designed to be broken. Best and brightest drafted. Emergency SOS issued. Hospitals face whole new world under Obamacare. Sebelius will not testify before Congress, even though she's been ordered to appear. 5 million lines of software code needs to be rewritten. We've had software engineers on 2.5 weeks ago who showed copies of the code on TV for our radio listeners. They can always go to Infowars.com/show and see the free video feed. But we actually showed the code in articles on Infowars.com that Mike Adams first broke from naturalnews.com dealing with this, where it was designed to not work. It wasn't just bad code. It was gibberish. It was just having 14 monkeys chained up to word processors, feeding them a mixture of PCP, Mountain Dew, and Hot Pockets, and methamphetamine, just wildly typing. I mean, they didn't say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Over and over again, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I mean, that would have at least said something, even though it was said hundreds and hundreds of times in The Shining. No. I mean, that at least made some sense, at least it did to me. But the point is that we're dealing with monkeys on PCP and Mountain Dew chained up typing this as a complete joke on everyone. And now they can take 6 months, a year, whatever, to, quote, make it work. And by then, you'll just be accustomed to the fact that you now just have to pay giant fines if you don't have the original health care system, and that the insurance companies are allowed to double the premiums on you, bare minimum, while lowering the type of care you get, and then getting rid of original charity care. That's why 15 years ago they phased out do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath of Medicine, because now it's exterminate people as fast as possible for the New World Order, kill one granny, hire 10 teachers, a la Bill Gates, a la the case for killing granny Newsweek cover. So I told you, this is the plan, and this is how pirates operate, and believe me, they are laughing intensely over this right now, because the lottery ticket mentality of the Obozo followers clearly states that the law of the lottery ticket purchaser, and again, I'm not saying you're bad if you buy an occasional lottery ticket just for fun or as a diversion, but people that really think that's their business plan in life is they're going to win a big multi-million dollar lottery. Again, they've got a better chance of finding a leprechaun with a pot of gold at the end of it, or maybe a unicorn in their backyard. I mean, this is ridiculous. They are going to now defend the program even more and say that anyone that criticizes it, you're the ones keeping them from their goody, because vicious offshore banks that run giant death camp operations in China with suicide nets, they're liberal and trendy, and these big mega banks that wrote the Obozo Care, they really love poor Americans. Even though they set up total slave grids worldwide, in this exception, they really want to give you something free because they care about you and want to take long walks down forest paths with you and kiss you all day. They're not predators. They're not vicious. You didn't get scammed. You didn't get had. Those of us that don't like Obamacare, and we're right about it, we're the bad men. And indeed, that's now being said. Obozo said during his press conference the glitches are due to the government shutdown, and that it's, quote, a really good deal. And wait, it gets better. He just finished his speech a few minutes ago. We're going to get this clip. This is the best part. Exceeding expectations. Oh, yes. And actually, it is. It actually is exceeding expectations in a big way, because they've been able to already more than double the average premium and more than triple the average deductible from around $2,000 to around $6,400. So it is exceeding the expectation of the raping the American people with a giant red-hot poker while pouring acid over your head. I mean, yes, it is a great deal. Kind of like when Al Gore on Larry King Live back in 1993 said,
Larry, this is a good deal. Don't listen to Ross Perot. NAFTA and GAD will raise our wages.
Which actually have gone down, not just via inflation, but literal wages, according to 1993 numbers, are down compared to that date just in cold, hard cash.
But see, Al Gore, he said it was a good deal.
And the unions all signed on to it because
they like Democrats.
How did that go for you, NAFTA and GAD? I couldn't laugh. I'm just sorry. I was actually out there right before the show started in the coffee room, and he was up on television, and I heard him say that. I heard him say that it's exceeded expectations, and as he looked back and forth at the teleprompter, and I just cannot handle it anymore. With this group of morons surrounding him, all getting off on being near the president. I mean, I just cannot imagine it. Excuse me, I'm kind of having a meltdown here of my own. Obama healthcare website problems. Inexcusable, though, but that healthcare deal itself is exceeding expectations and is a good deal. And he's hiring an emergency team to get in there and fix it as soon as they can. And if we don't stand up to these folks, they'll be having healthcare summits 10 years from now, like the Middle Eastern Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Total diversion. There is no peace process. It's just a way to keep it going off into the future as part of a fake process forever. And this is the same thing. The bill is a success, just like the drug war is a success for the big six banks that launder $500 billion North American dollars a year, over a trillion worldwide, controlling the narcotics trade, owning the aircraft, funding the mercenaries, loaning them the money for the arms. It's an incredible success having the biggest prison population in the world filled with nonviolent offenders working for the big narcotics cartels and the banks that own the private prisons. The drug war is a smashing, total, absolute, devastator success for the crime syndicates, who also run the child kidnapping rings and other things on the side publicly. So, big success there. Obamacare is a devastating success. Obama is a devastating success for the New World Order, crushing the lemmings, crushing the American people, shutting down the power plants, federalizing the schools, trying to open the borders up, legalizing the illegals to drive down wages by fiat. He's just devastating the Republic right now. But he'll be called a failure and fade off into the distance. But it won't matter. He would have gotten his job done. So hats off to Obama if you love the New World Order and are rooting for the 6,000 globalist superclass. So emergency surgery. Obama, yes, like in Hellraiser, when one of the guys is going to do surgery on somebody, he wants to help you. Emergency or kind of like the Manson clan did surgery on Sharon Tate. Yes, they're going to do special surgery. Obama calls in techies for the fix. Best and brightest drafted. SOS. Hospitals face whole new world as the whole healthcare system is wrecked. Sibelius on the run. 5 million lines of software code needed to be rewritten. So chimpanzees rewriting it didn't work, so now they're going to bring in orangutans. Credibility death spiral. No. Consumer Reports, stay away from healthcare.gov. It's an identity theft operation. Oh, really? Really? I didn't know that. Oh, trendy, though. Continuing, enrollees pose with president in Rose Garden. Obama late to his own presser on Obama glitches. He blames the glitches on shutdown. It's a good deal. I mean, you just cannot make up how thoroughly disgusting it is. And then right below it is an Infowars.com article. American signed petition to support Nazi-style Orwellian police state. And Mark Dice very clearly to people that speak good English, you know, people with American accents, says we're going to take the rights and set up Nazi Germany in America for Obama. And if it's for Obama, well, then absolutely Heil Hitler. That's what I've always explained here. I mean, it's like Schwarzenegger can say he loves Kurt Waldheim and loves Hitler and loves the SS, in Rolling Stone interviews and on video, and it's fine. I say I want smaller government, the Second Amendment. The Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm basically a Nazi with absolutely no proof, and so does the MSNBC. MSNBC publicly says that I'm deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing with no proof. But But Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Nazi, and that's good. He's liberal and loving because he wants your guns. And he wants carbon taxes. So it's okay to be an actual Nazi and actually wear death's heads in public and SS uniforms.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic. I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, and the flames went higher. And then it burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
And it burns.
You know, the taste of love is sweet. Hearts like ours meet.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live up on InfoWars.com. A lot of wild news. Remember last week when one of the stenographers got up and She started giving a speech about how they were men of the devil and Freemasons and all this stuff. Well, it turns out there's this video that Watson posted up on Infowars.com of her being totally normal and some guy talking to her, and then she goes into what looks like a trance, like a robot, and then marches in to give the speech and take over. Very, very bizarre. Top Democrat opens door for Social Security cuts. Told you that was coming. They're not going to let the baby boomers get the Social Security, folks. I mean, come on. They're going to phase it out. They've done it in every country. They follow the same program to get you domesticated, get you socialized. You'll end up, maybe, if you retire in the next few years, by the time you die at 76 on average, if, say, if you retire at 65, you might get half your money. But let's continue. Americans have signed petition to support Nazi-style Orwellian police state. We're going to play that coming up. We have photos of the protest against pro-gun rally in San Antonio. Gets virtually no participants. I think max five people. Look like four to me. 12 shocking clues about what America will look like when the next great economic crisis strikes. Healthcare.gov running on hope and change. You mean running on BS and lies? Report massive vulnerability detected in national power grid. There is no way to stop it. Very important, Mark, the Slavo article. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. But look at this political correctness article I'm going to get to in a moment from DrudgeReport.com. I'm going to cover it in just a second. First off, let me give the number out for everybody who wants to talk about Obamacare. And have you been able to sign up for it? We're talking about that. That's what I'm opening the phones up for. I want to hear from you. Has your premium gone down? No one I know says their premium's gone down. Everyone I know says it's doubled. Everyone I know says at least a doubling. From Geraldo Rivera to myself, our insurance is doubling. And it's set to double again in the next couple of years. That is a very Affordable Care Act. See how the name's a big joke? Remember Obama in the State of the Union said, don't worry, you don't like the TSA groping you? And the body scanners, you're going to be able to go on trains. And he laughed, and Biden laughed behind him because they knew they had just rolled out groping stations at the train stations. See, it's all about pimping you, gaming you. It's all about the big joke with these guys. It's all about being disloyal, being gangsterish. And so that happened. I want to get your take on this. We've already broken down 2.5 weeks ago the computer code when it went live. 17 days ago, was a fraud. It just isn't real. It's fake. And they know that. It doesn't have glitches, folks. It isn't there. It's there to grab your data. And it's come out in the news. It's piped to the NSA. They can see where it's routed. Well, of course they're going to use the NSA. That's the big servers. And so you're just in an NSA database giving them data. But, of course, the government couldn't even do that right, so the building keeps catching on fire with power surges blowing up the billion-dollar computer systems. The building literally keeps having fires every day. Talk about a cursed Tower of Babel. I want to get your take on this, 800-259-9231. And if you're an Obamacare supporter, I would like to hear from you as well. Let me give the number out for you, 800-259-9231. You called in last week and told us you don't care. You think you'll get it free down the road, so it doesn't matter if it wrecks everything. You still think Obama loves you. I understand. You're like a three-year-old that gets in the car because the man says he has a puppy and candy. And of course, really, he traps you down and tortures you and rapes you for 6 weeks before killing you. I mean, you just can't help. But you're not like a three-year-old, folks. I mean, you got to be smarter than that. But I know, I understand you want to get hurt and hurt bad. I understand. Racial slur. Government blocks Asian American band from trademarking the slants. And they made a big deal out of it saying that they're reclaiming the term, the argument worked for dykes on bikes. It's a reference to musical chords. That's what I thought, and I'm not even a musical person. They surveyed Asian Americans and said they didn't find it offensive. They had Duke University linguists analyze the words. They made a big stunt out of it as well. And they said, well, you're not allowed to have that. Folks, you understand the tyranny of this? If they say Davy Crockett's racist next, you can't trademark that. The government should just give it to you if it's not used by somebody else first. The government shouldn't be bringing in this type of tyranny. So they're just teaching you out there that you have no free speech, you can't do business in this country. That's what this is really about. This is authoritarianism. Now, if you want to abort black...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Take me live.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong. New world order. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Monday transmission. Your phone calls are coming up. By the way, I told you I've been doing deep research into water fluoridation. Now, it began in the 1920s in the first gulag set up by Lenin and then Stalin, and how Hitler, during the Russian-German pact that they had to split up Poland, was advised on how to put bromine and sodium fluoride in the water. And, of course, that had actually come from England and the U.S., where they would give kids bromine and other pills. And now I'm pulling up all the mainstream articles I've actually been able to pull up. We're putting a commercial together for the iodine we sell. Actually showing magazine ads from 1910, 1912 are the ones we found, advertising these different bromine fluoride pills that you would give people who were hyperactive or who were upset or kids that weren't doing what you're told. It would turn them into zombies, basically. And I actually found a medical report on this, an actual medical paper by Guy E. Abraham, medical doctor, breaking down this program. I want to show TV viewers this. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Here it is on page 20 of this study. Quotes a bunch of studies, this medical paper. Therefore, bromine has a zombifying potential. Why iodine was replaced with G-O-I-T-O-R-G-E-N, possessing carcinogenic and zombifying potentials in a population already very iodine deficient, even by very low RDA standard, remains a mystery. Nevertheless, it is a very effective way to keep a nation sick and zombified. This is a medical paper. This is from 2004, but I've got papers from 1890s and 1920 and all of it. And then, of course, so now I've learned it's not just in Pulitzer Prize-winning books about World War II, two of them. It's also in the Nuremberg trials. This was old technology being used in England and the United States. You'd go to the local drugstore, the apothecary, and say, my kids are not doing what I tell them. They're jumping around, whatever. They say, just give them these pills. And then you would give them to people to make them behave. And they would also put other chemicals like saltpeter until the 50s on young people at camp in the summer, when you had boys and girls camps together so they wouldn't have sex. I mean, this is a whole chemical weapons program. And I know that I know it and you know it, but, I mean, it's all documented mainline history why they put bromine and fluoride in the water. They're all in the same, let me show folks periodic table right here, the halides. Discovery in chronological order, chloride was found in 1809 in France. Iodine was found in France in 1811. Bromide was found in France in 1826. Fluoride was found in France in 1886. And then they discovered another halide in the U.S. in a statin. But the point is, you can see these on the periodic table, basically. And you notice now they're wanting to put the statins in the water. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a chemical warfare operation. And I know we know that. I always mention it, but I never show it anymore. Will you go give me that eco-science over there real quick? You guys can walk in front of the cameras. It's fine. Thank you. You can read from 1974 when they published it, the White House science czar talking about it. And you realize that no wonder Americans can't resist anything. No wonder people act like zombies and we have a lower IQ and lower brain waves. Thank you. We have been hit by chemical warfare. By the way, this book was selling for like $10 on eBay and places until I started plugging it 5 years ago, talking about it. So it was then selling for thousands in some cases. There's no need to buy an original. The whole thing's been scanned in by major universities and is online. Eco-science, population, resources, and environment. And this was adopted by the early 80s as official U.S. government policy. So just like State Department Memorandum 200 was. So I would suggest, that's one weird thing about having a big syndicated radio show. I can, like, make any book I want. If it's a rare book, super rare. That was not our intention. It's just we've noticed that happens. But here's Eco-Science. You can read the whole thing free online. Paul R. Ehrlich, who says reduce the population by 90%. His wife, Annie Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. Oh. And the point is, you can argue there's too many people. But the issue is they're doing it to everybody, and they're trying to reduce population in the most advanced nations, and then they're trying to block development in the third world, which would actually reduce third world populations, but at a manageable, happy level, where, you know, the average person has like 1.3 kids, like every other industrialized country. And then you've actually got a problem of collapse of civilization. We need 2.1. That's sustainable. Once you build a civilization this big, if you don't have sustainability numbers, all the statistics and actuaries show, you have collapse of society. But that's why they're building Agenda 21, to create that artificial collapse that is going to be quite hellish, where you don't have enough people to take care of the old folks. By the way, there are less people in the West by about 1.4. For every two baby boomers born, there's about 1.4 on average. If you average in Japan, Italy, Germany, the U.S., Canada, all the industrialized nations, there's about 1.4. Some places are as low as 1.2, but about 1.4 on average. You need 2.1 just to take care of the old people. Every two parents have 2.1 children in the average. At 1.4, they're going to euthanize all of you. So just be ready. And then folks that are my age, I'm already now 40 in a couple months, they're going to euthanize my butt. Real fast. Doesn't matter how much money I got, doesn't matter. If I'm not an insider, I'm not going to get life extension, none of it. And none of you are as well, you yuppies out there that think you're part of the power structure because you can go to some Obama event or some Republican event and have them pat you on the head. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. My point is that we've sold out of the most amazing nascent iodine out there. The consumer reviews are coming in. We're going to be doing some articles on those soon. People are blown away by it. This stuff on record, you can see all the details and facts at InfoWarsLife.com, is a shield against the fluoride, the bromide, the bromine, the garbage, a detoxifier, and a shield against new fluoride. It is survival shield, and it's the only proprietary nascent iodine. You know, when I had my dad look into this about 3 months ago, when I looked into manufacturing it myself from the only lab in the country that can do it, who put out small amounts, he went and he said, my gosh, this is the National Federation of Scientists and all these special certifications and some special machine, the only one in the country. And my goodness, this is special stuff, because I had him doing due diligence and everything, because he's a oral surgeon and a dentist, and also, you know, has a degree in biology, has also developed patented drugs separately. And he said, man, this stuff is something else. This isn't regular iodine. And so that's the point I'm getting across to you folks. We only bring you the most amazing stuff. The problem is that they are having to expand, and they're done now. They put it in a bigger bottling system. They had to have a bunch of zoning stuff done and a bunch of inspectors, and, you know, just had the FDA back in for it and everything to crank up to produce enough to be able to supply everybody. So they're making it right now. It'll be here in about 2 weeks. If you want to be first in line to get the most amazing nascent iodine out there, this is it, folks. True atomic iodine, the thyroid, and so much more. And then it supercharges, according to all the experts you've had on, all the other natural hormone levels. My only problem is, and everybody's noticed it, I am literally crazed now. I have like double the energy. Folks, do I have double the energy? No. Obviously not twice the craziness. But no, I mean, I'm just supercharged. Well, I mean, go ahead and come on air, CJ. How have I been the last 2 months on this?
You've been more aware, more fast-paced, quick to notice things you didn't previously.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's exactly what Dr. Group said. But anyways, we'll see what happens for you out there.
Your vision's been sharper. You see things you don't normally notice. We can't keep anything from you.
Are you on air saying all that?
Yes.
Anyways, the point is that I'm telling you, folks, they don't want you to be healthy. They put bromine and fluoride in the stinking water and food to turn you into a zombie. I can't imagine what I would be like if I had not been exposed to fluoride most of my life and had proper levels of iodine. I guess I've always ate a lot of red meat. My mom's always used gourmet salts and tried to always get organic food. So I guess I've had a leg up, even though I've had a lot of bad things in my lifestyle as well. I didn't mean to go off into a long plug. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. They have a patented on-record way at the laboratory we use to make this stuff, and it's the first of a long line of products we're developing. The problem is they were waiting for one thing from the Himalayas that comes out of the rocks. I've been waiting like 3 months for this giant purchase of that to come in just to mix it with this detox thing we're coming out with. I mean, we could just throw stuff in a bottle and sell it, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to promote the best stuff out there that is revolutionary against the globalist. So again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Enough of me. I want to get into Obamacare. If you want to read that study, it's the safe and effective implementation of ortho dose supplementation. Am I pronouncing that right? The safe and effective implementation of ortho dose supplementation in medical practice. Is that right? By Dr. Iota. How do you say it? Ortho Iota. Because Richard Reeves brought me this study because he was digging around for all these studies about how they would sell stuff in drugstores in the 1850s on to like give your kids to make them zombies so they'd behave. They just said, hey, put it in the water for everybody. All right, I'm sorry. Here's some of the other news we've got, and we're going to your calls. Food stamps benefits going down before the holidays. Millions of American families could face the sparse holiday table when food stamp benefits get reduced in November, and that could be just part of a deeper cut to the program to feed poor families. The modern-day food stamp plan, now called the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, is scheduled to scale back. And it's got these women all on there who I guess aren't going to be able to get food. Look at those poor ladies. Imagine that they had iodine. I'm sorry. It's just very sad. And it just goes over the whole point that the SNAP program is going to be cut. Yeah, because Obama's been reelected now. They got to give those extra hundreds of billions to foreign banks. So you're not going to be getting your food stamps. So there you go. But don't worry, Homeland Security with armored vehicles is standing by if you don't like it. Let's go ahead. See, they ship your jobs out, shut down the economy, raise the taxes on businesses so they can't hire you. And then you just become domesticated. And look, these social engineers know. That's why when you go to a park, they say don't feed the pigeons. Don't feed the aquatic life. Don't feed the squirrels because they'll become domesticated and won't be able to take care of themselves. But when it comes to the general population, that's what they want. Let's go ahead and talk to Beth in Tennessee. Beth, give us your take on Obamacare and what you think of it.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I think Obamacare is a rape of the American citizen. Insurance for my husband and I have now gone up $600 for the year. We have higher deductibles, higher copay, less treatment. We're just upset about the whole mess.
Are you a racist? Are you a racist?
I am not a racist. I served in the Army. We saw green. That's the only color we saw.
Well, ma'am, you know if you criticize anything Obama does, you're a racist. MSNBC said it. Do you want to apologize for your racism?
I do not apologize. I apologize that there aren't enough people in our country awake, and they don't get rid of all of this crap that's going on. I have a story, and this is why I got on the phone with you today, not... We listen every day, Prison Planet customers.
Thank you, ma'am.
We had a magazine delivered. We had a ProPure filter. We just got the iodine.
Thank you.
We do all of Dr. Wallach's drugs. Anyway, or not drugs, nutrients.
Well, nutrients are basically like
drugs. I'm prison for that.
No. You take all of our racist stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
I know. My husband and I are off work on Monday, so we went to the grocery store this morning. We neither one drank alcohol. Too much, but we were going down the aisle, saw the woodchuck fall hard cider with the nutmeg and whatnot, and I said, Tom, I want to get some of that. So we get to the checkout lane, and I get carded. And I said, you know, this is an honor. I haven't been carded since I was 21, 30 years ago. So she said, well, we can't finish this transaction until, you know, we get ID now. And so,
yeah, and at first, the feds started this, telling corporations to do it about a decade ago. First, they would just look at it. Then they would enter the date of birth. Now they swipe it, and it's going into a healthcare database. They're phasing it in, slave training. Did she swipe your card?
I don't know. But when I got
No. I've seen them. I've seen them as a test buying alcohol. They will swipe it, and it's going into a database at the larger stores. They're phasing it in. And this is getting you ready for when you'll have to do that to buy and sell, even when you use cash as part of the cashless society control grid.
Exactly. it. Well, I didn't. It got me more upset. And by the time we got home, I said, "Do you suppose they swipe my card?" Well, then this clerk proceeded to say that they now have to card for lighter fluid. I said, "You have got to be kidding me!" And she said, "No, the government says that it's for use in drugs, and they actually send government people in and pretend just so they make sure people are being."
Yeah, and again, there's no law. They started it with the pseudoephedrine. And then did pass state laws. But no, they're just doing it until everything. You're going to be carded for everything. They admit they have these big consortium meetings with all the big IT people and the digital biometrics companies. We've covered it on air. Where they say, you're not just going to get carded in the future to buy and sell. You're going to have an implantable microchip. This is official. The head of Google came out and said, you will soon have brain chips to use the phone.
I want to say something to our top military brass, active and retired, and anybody else in our federal agencies that have the power and the knowledge to know what's going on so they can do what they need to do.
Racist.
And remove all of our politicians out, get them out of there, all of them. Not one is worth anything, Alex. We need to do something, and we will gather if those top
Well, I appreciate people- your call, Beth, but that's pretty racist. Thank you. Look, if you like family, if you like to own firearms, it's racist. And I want to apologize for my racism as well. I'm being sarcastic, of course. This is authoritarianism. They're taking over. We better resist it now. Or we can all become Walmartians and wander around Walmarts drinking our Prozac. We'll be right back with Jeffrey and many others straight ahead. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Right.
riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road.
I want to take a long holiday.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Let my children play.
Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
Man, I just love that guy's voice. What about you?
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Let's go back to your phone calls here. We do have Greg Palast with breaking intel on the banker takeover of the planet, what's happening in Europe, the latest with the dollar, the QE, unlimited, what the hedge fund hyenas are doing, investigative journalist, former top federal fraud investigator Greg Palast will be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. We're also going to have Mr. McAfee, John McAfee, the guy, talk about the NSA and more in studio. So that should be quite interesting to meet him in person. He's arriving in about 45 minutes. He's already here in Austin. Ismud in Minnesota. Then we'll talk to Chris, George, Jeffrey, and others. What is your take on Obamacare?
Oh, you mean Obamacare, sir?
What? Did you say
what?
Gang raping the Obamacare? Or what did you say?
Oh, yeah, Obamacare.
Oh, booger care. I couldn't tell you were.
But my MA went up by double, I believe. I took a look at it just today. I had to go out and get my bank statement.
By the way, don't worry. They say it's going to double again because it's affordable care.
I already know it is. I heard somebody else say on, I think it was your radio show, that, no, it was Coast to Coast AM, that whatever they say in something like that, I always think the opposite.
Well, no, that's what the character Winston Smith in 1984 did. In fact, the British used to actually say that. Don't believe anything till it's been officially denied. This morning I saw about 75 motorcycle cops on the way into home standing there bugging their eyes out at people, making the road slow down, but then acting like traffic cops. So I rolled by one at 1 mile an hour, and I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Don't worry about it." I thought I was in New York City. Don't worry about it. Hey, you know what? Nobody's going to worry about that guy's pension either. You know, we have this attitude of where, I mean, how do you get an Austin cop? Because they're not bad compared to a lot of cities I've been in. Mixed in with Travis County Sheriff deputies, whatever they were doing out on 290. How do you get them to the point of bugging their eyes out and getting mad at someone if you politely say, "Hey, what's going on?" And the cops, there was two of them, just their mouths hung open. They went, it's like we went to the NSA to talk to their PR person. Their mouths were hanging open. It's like, "You just talk to me? That's going to be a death sentence soon, bud." Because we're so free. But I guess you got a fluoride-headed population, so they're used to that. The average public, I see when they see a cop, they look like a dog that's scared. They almost roll over on their back and start peeing on themselves. So I would expect then that I guess cops just get used to that and think of us as like lowly, worm-like creatures. Though I did run into a lot of cool cops down in San Antonio this weekend. Anything else, sir? Anything else racist you'd like to say? I think calling foreign bank-run rape care meant to rob everyone and a lower standard of care and wreck our healthcare system is racist to call it booger care. Do you want to apologize to boogers?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, boogers. I didn't mean to actually have an opinion that wasn't given to me by the media, a.k.a. the me. But here's something else I want to say real quick, Mr. Jones.
And go ahead, racist. Go ahead, racist.
The United States of America is slowly becoming the United States.
Your phone's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.